So we praise God for that, amen. And praise God for the word. I want to get into our word today,
amen.
Which is a continuation from last week. Last week our message was go for it, amen.
Yeah.
We're in Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 9. And just want to pick up on certain things that God has spoken to us on last week. And I believe God wants to bring us to a place where we can not only hear the word, but be better positioned to go forward and live it out.
That's right.
Because hearing the word but not doing the word is meaningless. Amen. So we have to be able to not just hear the word. Praise God for hearing the word. Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But yet we have to move in faith and do the word. And, you know, there are times when, you know, just being told what to do is not all of it. We need to be encouraged on how to do it.
Yes.
Like, what specifically can I start doing to be able to take your advice or to live out the word that you're giving unto me, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. How can I do that? It's one thing to tell me to forgive someone, but when I'm hurt and I'm mad and I'm frustrated, what am I going to do right now?
Yeah.
Right? To get to that place that you're encouraging me is best for me. Mm-hmm. And so, God is so good to us that he's not going to just leave us.
Yes.
He never does just leave us with anything that's incomplete.
That's right.
God will always do everything and fully equip us, not only to hear what he's saying, right? But it says, well, God is at work in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure, right? So he is going to equip us with the willingness and the ability to then go forward and do what he's saying. And so I believe we're coming back today because God sort of laid a foundation for us last week. And now he wants to say, now go forward. Do these things. Put these things into practice.